哦，诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。我们也是很久不见了哈。然后我这个主题其实讲了很多次，我希望今天是最后一次可以把它讲完。
So, morning everyone, Amitofo. And I haven't seen you in a while. And for this theme, the essence of Chan practice, we have a couple different series and a couple different talks. I hope this is the last time on this theme.
不过呢，发现内容呢也很丰富，我也不一定真的讲得完，所以我试试看哈。那之前的几次主要是讲比较多像观念，然后讲参禅主要是什么，对，大家还记得吗？不记得也没关系。这可是我们今天要讲的是另外一个章节的开始，那主要的 title 就是用功办道。啊，我们来一起看看熏老和尚告诉我们怎么真正的开始，然后你可以用功，然后办到。
So, even though I hope this is the last talk for this series, there are quite a lot of content to cover, so we'll try to cover it. In the previous series, we talked more on attitude, opinion, what is Chan practice, what is observing Chan practice. Today we're gonna talk more about actually start practicing on the right path and assert your efforts on the right path.
我这样一眼望过去，其实大家都是有些真的是已经修行很久的嘛，那也许有些人才刚刚开始入门没有多久，可是我想问大家，反问大家，因为我想分享这个东西，也不一定直接是单一方向的啦，齁。其实对我来讲，在准备这个课程的时候，我自己也重新思维很多，齁，所谓的修行到底是什么，然后所谓的用功到底又是什么。那我想问问你们，你们应该是已经修行也有三十几年的人嘛，吼，对你们来讲，用功这件事情到底是怎么一回事？有人可以愿意分享一下吗？什么叫啊？那你怎么用功？或者是说你怎么用功？对你来讲，什么叫做用功？那什么叫做办道？好，用功。三十几年的，或者是即使没有三十几年，十几年的也有嘛。那在这段时间里面，你们是怎么用功的？还是你们觉得我也不知道我有没有用功？哈。
So, I looked at this whole room. I looked at all of you, and I see some of you who has been practiced for 30 years or more than 10 years. Some of you are beginners, just started. And I want this process to be more interactive. I want to ask you, what does it mean for you to practice? What does it mean for you to make an effort to practice? What does it mean for you to practice on the right path?
都没有人愿意分享一下。
Does anybody want to share?
对你来讲，用功是什么？
Like, when do you think about making efforts and practice? What does it mean to you?
好， Lily 菩萨。
因为每次你在做，你不要觉得自己在用功。如果你真的觉得你是在用功，其实就不是用功，是实在的。因为你每一天就是早晚课啊，然后看书啊，然后一些什么都是你该做的就做，该关心的就去关心。我觉得就你也能力，我们能力也只能做到这样子。但是就是说，你常常就是不能够离开这些，打打坐啊，读看看这些经书啊什么，还是要的。 还有适当的时候跟大家有互动的关系。我不晓得这个，我是很没出息的人，我只能做到这样子。虽然很久了，但是也没有什么，就是这样。而且这里心情觉得很愉快就可以了。
好。We have Lily Bodhisattva shared what making an effort to practice meant to her. She felt like it's very ordinary, and you don't even have a feeling that, oh, I'm making an extra effort. You just do what you gotta do every day. You chant every day. You sitting meditate hopefully every day. And you sometimes come here and in the practice center and interact with each other. And you feel your mind and body is relaxed and happy every day.
要做到这样也不容易耶，因为你已经把你的生活变成是修行这样一件事情了嘛，你在做每件事情能够把它当成是在跟修行是结合的，这其实也已经很不容易了，对不对？可是要能够做到这样之前，你要能够怎么样把你的生命转变成是这样子的一个模式，其实这中间需要过程，是不是？
So, Fashi commented that even this is hard. It's not easy. So what, Lily Bodhisattva shared is that she make her life part of her practice. Everything in her life is part of the practice. So, for a lot of us, for, beginners, it is very hard to transfer from, our life to this state of, making everything a practice.
其实哈，我也在思维。比如说，以前我真的还没有真的很，就是真正的是开始用功修行，去思考用功修行是怎么一回事。我也是认为，我每天就是以前还在工作的时候，觉得要去禅堂打坐，要去参加禅期，我觉得我才是有用功哈。然后要来参加共修，我才是有用功。其实这样子你就把修行跟生活是分开的了，所以常常我觉得说我一定要参加 retreat 我才是 feel recharge， 然后我才可以回去继续奋斗，这样子对不对？这样其实你有二元对立，很辛苦的，是不是这样？很辛苦。
So 法师 shared that back when she is working, so she would thinkWhen she think about making an effort, in her mind, she think about, you know, sitting there in a chan hall. She think about going to 7-day retreat. She think about come here and practice with other people together. And so this is actually pretty hard. You're making it like life against Buddhism practice.Every time you're tired at work, you need to feel like, oh, I have to go to this retreat to feel recharged again.
所以那慢慢的怎么样真的把它好像练习方法，然后把学到的所谓关于修行的事情慢慢的融入，真的是跟生命跟生活没有分开的时候，其实是越走越久才知道说，原来真的是自己把它以前就是这个就是那个，这个就是这个，那个就是那个，那现在慢慢的知道说，找到中间，其实它是慢慢的可以变得是同一件事情，而不是两件事情。那这个过程，其实我觉得跟今天要分享的虚云老师要告诉我们的，你一定要有，一些先有一些准备功夫，而且要有一些很基础很根本的一些认知，对修行这件事情的认知之后，你才能够慢慢改变去你看待你对生命还有对修行他们的态度是转变的，而是把他生命跟修行能够融在一起。如果你这些条件你没有先去看到，没有先去具备，甚至是那些观念没有先建立起来的时候，有时候你真的要使上功夫想要去用功的时候，可能还觉得说怎么力道就是使不上来。所以等一下我们就一个一个 看训老和尚怎么告诉我们这些先决条件我们要先具备了，然后把我们的观念转变了，把我们对修行对生命的态度转变了之后，让它变成是同一件事情而不是两件事情。
So how do you make it not like two things, life against practice, right? So what we do, we come here and we practice methods, we practice, and what we do in our everyday life, we live. I think what used to happen is the fact that we discern things. We think this is this, that is that, this is practice, that is life. But eventually it's the same thing, and there's a process to get there. And what Master Xu Yun talked about today is that we need some prep work, we need some prerequisites, and we need to have the right attitude and opinion in order to start making an effort, in order to make sure that our practice and our life, they melt together. And until you see those things, until you have the attitude on this, then you will be able to make an effort on the right path.
好，所以今天本来想真的想要分享的有三大的主题，第一个就是先决条件大家有哪些，第二个是方法，然后最后一个是态度。可是我看看今天的时间，也许就是 cover 到第一个部分就好了哈。
So, we originally prepared three topics. One is the prerequisite, the prep work you need. Two is the method, and three is your attitude. But due to the time constraints, we might, cover the first one, the prerequisite.
好，所以你觉得你要真正的开始能够用功，而不是在，就像之前分享到新老和尚说用话头的方法，你真正的能在真的是开始用话头，而不是在话头上用功，而不是在话尾上用功，你一定要先知道怎么用这个心，你那个用话头的那个认知，还有那个你真的要看到的那个东西是什么。那真的要能够用功办到一样，你不是只是在尾巴上用功，然后好像就是这样子这边做一做那边做一做，而不是真正的是真的用到把真的所有的时间所有的生命真的是用在办到这件事情上。齁、哦。那第一个要具备的先决条件甚至是观念，你们会觉得应该是什么？
So,like we discussed, we discussed in this series before about 话筒。话筒 means the head of the words, right? 话 is words, 头 is the head. And a lot of people, they end up, you know, thinking logically, they try to induce or deduce things. And that's the tail of the words. And so a lot of people, they make an effort in the tail of the words. Similarly, in here, a lot of people, they make the effort here and there, but they're not making the effort in the right place. How do we making an effort? How do we practice using all the time in our life? So what is the first important prerequisite that you can think of?
其实不用想得太难。第一个要有政治见嘛，最重要的政治见是哪一个？最基本的政治见是哪一个？就是要深信因果。
So to begin with, we definitely need to have the right view.What is the most basic root view? It is the deep faith in cause and effect.
为什么因果这个观念这么重要？
Why is cause and effect and very important to you?
因果的观念大家都听很多了，对不对？先不问大家是不是真的知道因果的观念是怎么回事，你们相信吗？
So, you must have heard cause and effect lots of times everywhere. And, first, I don't want to discuss if you, like, deeply understand it. I want to ask if you believe it.
真的相信吗？真的相信是不是？真的相信。如果你相信齁，任何的事情呈现出来，你真的不会起烦恼哦？为什么？因为你知道有那个因吗？那个因是谁去造的？自己，所以那个果就会呈现呐。那个果呈现出来，你就知道，因为是自己造的因，就会有这个果。那你为什么要生气？为什么要烦恼？你为什么就不真的是哦？就是。很平心，然后该怎么处理，你就是真的是处理它，而不要在这个去接受这个果报的同时，你又造更多的因，是不是这样
？So, if you really truly have deep faith in cause and effect, then you won't have vexation or suffer from vexation, because if you believe in this, you will realize that anything that happened in this world, there are manifestation of the effect. And, what is the cause of this manifestation? What is the cause of this result? It is, what is the cause? The cause is actually planted by self, by you.So then why do you even get angry? Why do you even feel the feeling of vexation? So if you are able to have deep faith in cause and effect, then you will be able to handle these phenomena and things as they come, as opposed to while you're handling these effects, you are making more and more actions and karmas and more causes for future effects.
所以再问自己一次，你相不相信因果？其实我们可能还是真的相信，只是因为我们的无明实在是太强大了，我们的习性实在太强大了，现象呈现出来，我们那个先跑出来的不是我们深信因果的这一个正知见，而是我们的无明习气，是不是这样？所以就是很苦嘛，在这里，对不对
？So do you believe in cause and effect? So I believe most of you do, but what happens is every time an effect, a vicious phenomenon happen to you, what arises first is not your right view of cause and effect. What arises first is your ignorance, your habitual ignorance that react to the phenomenon directly.
所以当我们真的是在起烦恼的时候啊，我们真的还是要再深深的要再提醒我们自己，要很痛切的再提醒我们自己因果因缘这样子的观念、哦、然后试着把它用上来、哦、否则我们就会一直在那个漩涡里面，那个泥沼里面一直转一直转，在那边打滚啊、哦、就滚不出来，这样，是不是这样？
So that's why we have to have very, very deep faith in cause and effect. And otherwise we'll be trapped in this marsh of vexation and cannot get ourselves out.、
嗯、所以这边训练好像就在用很多很多 比如说是例子啊，或者是从经典上告诉我们，一再强调因果是很重要，是修行非常非常重要的一个基石啊，我们一定要先把因缘因果这样子的观念建立起来。然后这边就提到因地不争，果遭迂曲啊。他说想用功办道的人一定要先深信因果，如果不信因果的话，妄作无为，不要说办道不成功，三途少不了他。
So here Master Xu Ying, when he gave the original talk on the essence of Chan practice, he uses a lot of sutras and a lot of examples to try to illustrate this. So he mentioned that if the initial motivation is not genuine, then the result will not be straightforward. He mentioned that those who wish to practice Chan on the right path, they need to first have deep faith in cause and effect. If you do not believe in cause and effect, and you will act recklessly, then you will end up in evil realms, not to mention enlightenment.
好，这里也是让大家去看看因地，然后不争。因地是什么？然后不争又是什么？这个因地其实讲的就是你，我们做很多事情，可能背后有很多很多的动机，对不对？可能第一个那个最初的那个动机和那个起因，你为什么要去做一件事情？那个种下的那个因，是不是就是决定我们以后那个果嘛？对不对？可是你在这个因地，这个因你种下的那个因，你的一刚开始的那所谓的初发心的初念头起的那个初的动心，如果这里讲的不争。不争的意思又是什么？这里不争其实要讲的是什么？其实我们的心，就是一般来讲，比如说我们彼此在相处，讲说这个人不争，不争的意思是什么？虚伪，而且他不真诚。不诚实，对不对？或者是他的心有其他的念头，我们讲说有 bad agenda， 对不对？他的出发心不纯正，对不对？这所谓的不真，就是当你的起的那个念头，用佛法的讲法，就是不够清净的时候。你那会得到的果也就怎样不会清净，所以如果说即使表面上有时候我们常常也会这样，对不对？我们可能会出发心想要去做很多很多的事情，可是背后还是有一点点自己很执着想要去达到的那个想法，然后当现象呈现出来，我们可能就不会再把我们那个出发心用很多的包装包起来，对不对？然后包装的很华丽啊，很好听啊，很漂亮。可是当我们去做的时候，心里还是会有一点点私心嘛，或者是一点点。其实当你自己心里有那个疙瘩的时候，你去成就那件事情的时候，就不是完全的，那出来的果报就是不够圆满的，是不是这样子？你常就会常常是想要去挑剔它，然后为什么不是我预期的，然后又 不是如意的这样子，齁、哦。可是我们常常会觉得说果报出来的呈现我们就是抱怨，可是常常不会反思说我们一刚开始的那个出发心那个动机是不是正确的。对不对齁、哦。所以在真的要达到你真正想要得到的那个修行的结果的时候，我们反而是被我们自己那个发心不正确，我们需要绕更多的路，齁、哦，去走更多无辜的路，然后遇到更多的障碍，然后当达不到的时候，我们反而又是更多的抱怨，嗯，是不是这样？
So we want to go deeper into these words. So what is the initial cause, the initial motivation, and what is not genuine. So, everything we do, we have our initial motivation, we have our original mind to, as to why we set out, ourselves to do these things. And, what does genuine mean? Genuine means, genuine, honest, no bad thoughts, no bad agenda. From a Buddhist perspective, it means your mind is pure. So, if you're, so a lot of us, when we set out to do something, we will try to say that we have very nice, very beautiful motivations. We package it up, even though like inside, deep down inside, we might still have this, lingering, thoughts of, selfish, thoughts, selfishness inside us. And that means our initial motivation is impure. And, from a Buddhist perspective, if your motivation is impure, if the cause is impure, then the result, the effect won't be pure. Because you will always have other ideas and thoughts. You're hiding your original motivation. And more or less one day when the effect, when the effect matures, when you get the phenomenon, it might be not what you wanted, what you expected. And so you will eventually to just wandering around, not on the straightforward path, just because you started out with the wrong motivation.
所以其实师父也才一再的提醒我们，尤其是我们修行禅修的人哦，其实是对所有修行的人，不只是禅修的人讲。你的心地一定要光明，否则你的禅修功夫是用不起来的。所以禅修的人一定心地要光明。这光明是什么？我们平常讲光明磊落，对不对？光明磊落是你心里坦荡荡的，你没有任何东西是在你的心里面有一个东西，你在那边是让你的心是不清净的，你就是光明磊落的一个人，齁、哦。所以你任何的事情，尤其我们修行的人来讲，如果一个念头的不清净，一个出发心的不正确，齁、哦，它都可能是在你的修行路上会让你拐弯抹角。要绕很久很久，然后去发现，然后去修正的一个障碍，齁、哦。所以要怎么样让自己练习到你的心正是光明磊落，心地光明，这我们是常常需要去思维的，齁、哦。那怎么样真的做到心地能够光明磊落？这层次如果要拉到很高的时候，就想说，怎样？其实最主要的。那一天有一个菩萨，我们在讨论的时候就问到说，你怎么样认为，他问到说，我们在讨论的时候问到说，你觉得最大的执着是什么？ 就是有一个我。当你有一个我在那里的时候，你的心的任何出发点就是会从这个我开始，那个心就不够光明了，是不是这样？因为它就一个东西在执着了，所以你心就不够光明，而且就不够开放，对不对？而且你总是有一个东西在后面拉扯着你，就是那个我一直在拉扯着你。
So, 师父, our 师父 Master 圣严 has taught us that your mind must be bright and honest. What does it mean? So, for us practitioners, if our mind is not bright, not honest, not genuine, we will end up going to a lot of circuitous winding road instead of going straight forward, going to the straight road of being enlightened. It's something we have to keep thinking about and keep in mind. So I was talking to one of the Bodhisattva the other day, and the Bodhisattva asked, what is the hardest, the biggest attachment? And the answer is the attachment to self. Because if you still have attachment to self, everything you do, you have something that's pulling back behind you. You're not open enough. You're not genuine and bright enough. So that's the eventual biggest attachment.
所以这边要讲到的就是在因果观念，其实在经典里面其实常常有这样的句子一直在提醒我们因果到底是怎么一回事。这句话相信大家都很熟悉，欲知前世因，今生受者是，欲知来世果，今生作者是。
So,
是不是这样？
So in the sutra, they keep reminding us of this cause and effect. There's one sentence that's very familiar, I believe, for most of us. If you want to know cause of from the previous life, you can examine its effect in this life. If you want to know the effect in next life, examine the cause you planted in this life.
不过在这个前提，你要先相信有善事，有因果。因为曾经我们，也是，有西方众，然后我们在做类似观念的讨论。他说：“我不相信有来世，那他也不相信有前世，就相信这一世。那这个观念对他来讲就 doesn't make any sense 了，对不对？哈、
哦，对，
不相信有前世，也不相信有来世，所以他这一辈子所承受的东西，可能就是这样子，哦。”所以他也不觉得说他做了什么事情可能会造成，可能是你以后会需要承受的果报的因，对不对？哈、哦，可是所以在我们在相信因果这件事情，一定要相信有善事，哈、哦。那可是这个善事拉长时间来讲，可能有过去式、现在式、哦、未来式。可是因果这个东西，你当下造的这个。造的这个因，你那个承受的果报，是不是当下也其实也有在承受了，对不对？哦，它也许我们果报也有分嘛，哦，有什么花报，有果报，有业报，对不对？哦，你花报是当下你呈现出了，你做了一件事情，它马上就 reflect 给你出现你该去承受的结果，哦。最明显的就是其实你的心已经在苦受苦了，因为你那个行为当下就在受苦，不需要有任何的现象发生，你的心的当下 就在承受你当下造作那个因的果报，对不对？那是不是果报？是，对不对？所以你不用等到未来世，你才知道你现在造了什么因，你当下你就大概知道了。嗯。
So, but in order to believe in the sutra sentence, you need to believe that you have three lives. You have your previous life, you have your current life, you have future lives. And so we used to have bodhisattvas, Westerners who come here and they don't believe this. They don't have the attitude to believe this. They believe this previous life or reincarnation doesn't make any sense to them. This is what three lives, reincarnation of cause, effect, and effect is what if we expand the time, if we see, we zoom out and we see in a bigger range of time what's going on with cause and effect. But in fact, you can examine cause and effect instantly. So there's this concept of flower retribution or a fruit. There's flower retribution and fruit retribution. So what the flower retribution means is you don't even to wait for something to mature and become the fruit of the seeds you planted. If you did something vicious, your mind will feel unease and instantly, and that instant you can feel the result of the cause you planted. You don't have to wait until the next life to see the effect of the cause.
那另外一句一样，再次的强调因果哈、哦、这件事情是这么的重要哈、哦，而且是真真实实的哈、哦。假使百千劫所作业不亡，因缘会遇时，果报还自受。
So another sentence from a sutra that Master Xu Yun cited is.Sort of illustrating the similar thing. Even after thousands of eons, your action will not perish. When the right condition meets the right cause, you will meet the resulting retribution.
这个的意思讲的是什么？不要说果报，应该是有一件话讲的比较白话，就是说不是不报，只是什么时候未到，是不是这样子？也许我们现在这一世有看到很多人，感觉他好像没做什么事情啊，而且甚至他有很多不是那么好的行为，可是为什么他做一些事情都很顺，而且甚至可以享受很多很多事情，我们心里就很，甚至我们还认为说他也许可能是某一类的坏人，可是他怎么能够这么顺遂，而且这么富贵？那我一生我这么认真的在生活，然后我还去努力的可能就是做善事，可是为什么我就遭受的果报是这么的不好？会不会有这样子不公平的心态出现？有人点点头。那你们觉得是真的这样吗？
So we have this common saying in China that says, you know, it is not the retribution never comes, it is the time hasn't come yet.So, for a lot of us, we observe people around us and we see and we feel like they don't do charity, they don't behave well, and sometimes they are bad person, they behave evil or viciously, but even then they live a rich and happy life. And versus compared to me, I live, I work so hard every day and I do charity and I behave so well. So these people will feel, why is this so unfair? Is it really so?
所以这里讲啊，因缘会遇时，果报还自受。真的只是他们的因缘还没有成熟而已哈，所以不要因为你看到这样可能感觉现象上很不公平，然后你就对因缘因果这样子的观念起怀疑，甚至起不相信的心，起退心，这样吃亏的还是自己啊。你就想说，嗯，那我是不是也可以去做坏事？我可能会得到比较好的结果，是不是这样？这样就更颠倒了，对不对？哈，你就给自己造作更多的不好的因了。
So that's why the sutra mentioned that when the right condition meets the right cause, you will meet the resulting retribution. So it's not these people, they live a rich life and they have power, they are in power, and it's not like it's unfair, it's just when the right condition and right timing comes, the right condition meets the cause, they will eventually receive their retribution. So we shouldn't have thoughts in the cause and effect. We shouldn't abandon our practice. We shouldn't feel like, oh, we should do something bad to live a rich and happy life. No, we should still have deep faith in cause and effect.
这里很简单的，其实因果故事很多哈，就大家举一个例子哈，比如说百丈渡野狐，这个故事大家都很清楚嘛，对不对哈？百丈渡野狐就是野狐禅的故事，对不对？他只是因为讲了什么样的一句话，他就堕落成五百世的野狐精，是不是这样？对，他不是讲我们因果，他其实讲的是什么？他讲的是一个修行人来问他说，大修行人是不是不落因果？那回答说不落因果，结果他就当下他就种下了这个五百世沦为野狐精的这样子的一个果报，然后真的五百世他就是一个野狐精，然后在百丈时期，他有一个因缘去聆听百丈禅师的开示，然后在开示完之后，他就上前去请示禅师给他指点，他就说，我为什么五百世沦回成一个野狐精，是因为我以前告诉人家不落因果。那百丈禅师就说，那你来问我。然后这个野狐精就同样的回问他，是说大修行人是不是不落因果？那百丈禅师怎么回答他？不昧因果吗？对不对啊？那他听了之后当下就解悟了、哦、他就当下大悟，所以过不久他就往生了，然后可是他请求百丈禅师，他到后山里面他会去看到一个什么狐的尸体，可是他希望他能够以僧人的葬礼的仪式来能够帮他送他一程、哦、所以百丈禅师还是依愿依他的要求、哦、满他的愿、哦、用僧人的方式来送他最后这样子的一程。光是一句话，这个因果五百世野狐禅，对不对？那另外一个，好，那你先翻译好了。
So, Master Xu Ying, he used a couple stories to illustrate this also, besides just the words from the sutra. The first story about cause and effect is Master Baizhang delivered a wild fox.So this story says that The other day, Master Bai Zhang is giving a Dharma talk. There was this old man who come listen to his Dharma talk but won't go away. And so Bai Zhang just asked him what's going on. And this elderly man said that, so I used to be I used to be a practitioner, I used to be a monastic, a monk, and someone come and ask me, are the master practitioners, high level practitioners, are they not restricted by cause and effect, or is the cause and effect rule do not apply to master practitioner, high level practitioner? I said, you're correct. They are not restricted by this rule. Because of this answer, this sentence that I said, I become, for 500 lives, I become a wild fox. It's this, this form of wild fox that can also appear as a person. So he told Master Bai Zhang that, can you liberate me from this wild fox fate? And Master Bai Zhang said, can you ask the same question the other person asked you the other day to me? And so the elder man asked, is high level practitioners not restricted by the role of cause and effect? And Master Bai Zhang answered, high level practitioners, they have clear understanding of cause and effect. And after hearing this answer, this elderly man who is a geist wild fox, he become enlightened instantly, and he asked to be buried in the ceremony of a monastic. And the next day, Master Bai Zhang found a body of wild fox in the mountain they lived, and he buried the wild fox in the proper manner and ceremony of a monastic.
所以大修行人, 同样的是不昧因果的, 我们可以从其他的例子来看, 比如说大家都很熟悉慈悲三昧水忏, 是哪一个大师写的? 悟达国师吗? 对不对? 然后为什么写这个忏本, 忏法? 因为他被当时的皇帝奉为国师, 那皇帝就送了他一个紫袈裟, 甚至一个非常高级的沉香座, 是不是这样? 然后他要一坐上去的时候, 他只是一念, 当下非常非常短的一念, 起了一个什么心? 傲慢心。 那之前, 悟达国师, 很久很久都是一个非常伟大的修行人, 他那些果报都找不上他的, 对不对? 可是当下一念心就这么这么短的一个刹那起了一念傲慢心, 结果怎样? 果报找来了, 在他的大腿上生了一个什么? 人面疮, 那就是还要喂他吃什么? 还要喂他吃东西, 喂他吃肉什么的, 这么痛苦, 所以他诚心的忏悔, 写了这样的一个忏法。 你说这么一个大修行人, 只是一念, 啊, 果报就来, 那我们常常念念, 都怎样? 不, 念念不清楚, 对不对? 哦, 念念时常都跟什么? 贪嗔痴烦恼相应, 果报都懒得来找你了, 你当下你自己就已经怎么样? 世世代受苦了, 那个苦已经够我们受了, 那些果报如果再加上来的时候啊，我们可能没办法承受，是不是？我们都还不知道。
So, a similar story. We have, this, repentance, this water repentance that, ceremony that we do here often. So what the beginning, the origin of this water repentance ceremony is that, in this ancient country, there's this, prime minister. And who is a very well, who is a renowned and very high level practitioner and master, who is, Master Uda. And, what happened is he just had one thought of arrogance. So the king give him very noble, purple robe and give him this very nice, Eastern fragrance, throne. And the moment he wear these nice robes and he sit on this throne, he has this one thought of arrogance. And because of this arrogance, he has to suffer the retribution of, having this, huge giant acne on his legs, and it's this giant acne that having a human face, and you have to feed this acne, this human face acne, just as a retribution of this, his one thought of arrogance when he sit on the throne. And so what Master Uda did eventually is he repents. He wrote this water repentance ceremony. And so this is the story. So this high level practitioner, he had one thought of arrogance and he has to suffer the retribution like this. Not to mention our ordinary sentient beings. Every thought of us, we have this thought of arrogance. Every thought of us, we have wandering thoughts of vexations. So maybe we don't need even to wait for the retribution to come. We are in suffering like every moment.
好，这是讲到身性因果的几个故事提醒大家。所以训老上就更指出这边也讲到，比如说地显大师也提到，所有事出世间百凡事凡百事业中，逃不出因果两个字。所以不管是圣人，或者是我们一般的凡夫，我们事出世间，我们都是在这个因果的规则下面，在真理下面，没有人是例外的。
So Master 地显 mentioned that everything in this world and out of the world cannot escape cause and effect.
所以训老和尚在他的开示里面，他也常讲到说，佛虽然说了这么多的法，三藏十二部经典，可是如果你一直把它 narrow down， 一直把它归类，然后再简约的来看，他其实无非就是在讲因果两个字。
So, Master Xu Yun, quoted, Master Di Xian above, and he also mentioned that the Buddha teach the whole Buddhist canon. If you, like, condense it, keep condensing it, keep narrowing it down, and keep simplifying it, he's basically explained cause and effect. So, Tathagata has taught Dharma for 49 years, and in conclusion, he has Tripitaka and 12 divisions. If you condense them, eventually they talk about cause and effect.
所以有时候我们反而很会在修学的过程里面，我们常讲说，我们要深入经藏，我们要深入经藏。 可是你看到的都是文字像的东西，所以根本真根本你要看到，甚至你要去认知，而且需要实践的很基本的观念，我们反而是把它跳过了，认为好像我们懂了。可是懂了之下，你是不是真的认真的是从生命把从心里面去相信去实践，而且是体验，这我们可以再去思维一下、哦、我们的修行是怎么样子在做、哦、怎么样子在走。
So a lot of times we say we want to dive deeply into all these Buddhism sutras and canons.We tend to skip all the things that we think we understand. We think that is the basics. But do you actually experience, do you actually practice this in your life? Eventually, what you need to do is these basics.
所以那讲到因果，我们讲的说，哎，自己是给大家提醒，我们凡夫跟菩萨们在修行，大修行的人出发的方向总是很不一样，说凡夫为果，菩萨为因，这个大家听过吗？对不对？这个其实要讲的意思就是什么，我们通常是反应慢半拍，而且不止慢半拍，慢好几拍，我们通常是看到果报的时候才开始紧张，才开始觉得啊，为什么会这样，然后开始后悔，然后开始觉得受苦了，然后觉得说才要讲到想说是要怎么办啊，然后是不是要赶快来拜忏啊，是不是赶快来诵经来念佛啊，然后想了很多想要补救的方法、可是我们常常不会再把它往前往前往前看到，说我们当下再要去种这个因的时候，我们是不是就有绝招、
So, Master Xu Yun also mentioned that, ordinary sentient beings are afraid of effect. Bodhisattvas are afraid of cause. So, for a lot of us, we, not until the effect, matures, the vicious karma manifests, we regret things. We suffer from things. Then we think about, oh, should I go to the temple? Should I do some chanting? What we ordinary sentient beings didn't realize is long ago it's been, the cause has been planted. We don't have the clear awareness and mindfulness of cause and effect.
所以这里提到就是告诉我们，鼓励我们啊，为什么大修行人会是大修行人，贤圣的人会是贤圣的人，是主要的，然后主要的一个很大的差别在于他们是明因缘是因果、哦、那什么叫做明因缘是因果、
So here Master Xu Yun also mentioned thatAll the、sages, noble practitioners, they are become wise because they are clear aware of cause and effect. They are clearly aware of cause and conditions. What does that mean?
所以其实就是回归到对我们对因缘因果这样的观念、哦、我们不要只是从字面上从概念上去理解它，我们真的要看到因缘到底是怎么一回事，果报因果到底又是怎么一回事。虽然我们讲说因缘甚深，我们可能没办法用我们凡夫的肉眼啊，我们是根本看不透的、哦、可是至少我们可以试着去体验一下，我在造了某一个因的时候，你慢慢去体验，我造下这个因，我当下承受的感受，我之后会承受的感受哦、到底是整个的过程，你不用拉到三世去看，你看到你现下当下所做的一举一动最后引申出来的什么样的结果，自己去看这一生一直到现在因果的关系，总是可以大概了解到它一个轮廓吧，对不对、哦哦、我们怎么样成长的，我们为什么会这样子成长，我们接受什么样的观念，为什么我现在会是我现在这样子个样子、哦、三世看不到，看到这一世至少慢慢的去体验，可是也要有信心， 知道说我们现在这一世我们承受的所有的现象，承受所有的业，一定有它的原因哈。所以当我们讲到说哦，明因是果哈，那要怎么做？你要明因，那你如果真的是看到是因为这个因，然后我们会有这样子果报的时候，我们看到这个因，那怎么样能够不去造这样子的因？就在下面一个的先决条件来告诉我们做哈。所以这边再次的提醒我们，如果想学习修行，我们最后的目标，我们就是想要成佛嘛，想要成佛就像要像佛菩萨一样，那我们怎么样像佛菩萨一样、哦、我们对我们的身口意三业就要非常的清楚，非常的小心，我们就不会因为这样、哦、觉得说果报了的时候我们只是抱怨。
SoCause and effect. So not, we cannot just, you know, have a stop at having a conceptual understanding of it. We want to actually practice and experience it. Every time we have some motivation, every time we, planted some cause, we want to be practiced and be clear of, what feelings we have.That instance. And, everything we do, what is the resulting result of that? What is the resulting effect of this? What has caused us to become ourselves, from, being born to now? So we want to be clear about, why we become who we are. What are the causes?That is the starting step to be clearly aware of cause and effect. And in order, so we call us Bodhisattvas. We decided to practice and become Buddha. And so we want to also like practice like Buddha. And So this kind of will lead us to our next couple prerequisites.
好，所以这边讲到说，为什么菩萨能够对接受果报的时候，他这边讲到说，如果是感果，他因为知道是他造作的因，所以他能够安然顺受，然后怎么样让他的行为能够不再造恶，这边就是谨慎护戒，对不对？好，护持戒。然后用戒来提醒自己，可能来引导自己在身口意三业能够时时是跟佛法相应的，而不是跟佛法违背的。这样子你就不会一直在果造上又在一直造不断的造因。所以他们在感果的时候，他除了能够用智慧来接受面对处理果报之当下。他也能够在当下果报的发生的同时，不要再造作更多的因。所以他在面对果报的时候，心里是这里讲的安然顺受，而且毫无畏惧。他不会去抱怨果报的发生，不会抱怨现象的不公平，不会去抱怨说为什么是我，是不是这样子？
So, we will talk about, you know, upholding precepts later. But, what happens to the sages is that when the vicious effects come, they are clearly of cause and effect. So, for the past vicious cause, they're aware of it and they will be able to accept the vicious effect and handle it, fearlessly.Any phenomenon, have a previous reason. So they do not, these noble practitioners, they do not have attachment or hate, for any phenomenon. Then naturally, they can let go of anything, and focus on practice.
好，所以这边我们就跳过到讲第二个条件齁、哦。那第二个条件齁、哦、我们刚刚提到说菩萨都是 守护，齁、哦、守戒，用戒来帮助自己能够身口意三业都能是跟佛法相应的。所以第二个先决条件就是我们要能够延迟戒律。
So, the second prerequisite is uphold the precepts. What we just talk about is cause and effect. And in order to avoid stop having more vicious karma and vicious effect, we want to stop it from the cause. We want to, upholding the precepts.
所以训导上就指出用功办道的首要条件除了刚刚的那观念的建立之外下一个就是要持戒、哦、持戒为什么因为我们修行啊最根本的、哦、目的、哦、我们不是要求外在去得到什么东西其实无非就是把我们这个人格越来越圆满越来越圆满那这个圆满要怎么样当然就是要首先把我们这个业果慢慢的能够把它 消融掉、哦、然后不要在这个生死的苦海里面不断的在流转、哦、那戒律其实就是帮助我们怎么样能够在一个方向一个正道上能够把我们的身口意三业安住的一个最基本而且最根本的方法。
So, how do we, gradually practice and enhance our, own, qualities, enhance our own virtues? So to be a Buddhist and practice on the Buddha path, it goes without saying that you do not request any benefits, or purposes outwardly. The only purpose you practice is to, eliminate our, vicious karma, so that we do not have, wandering thoughts and we do not wander around in cycles of life and death in samsara. And, if you thoroughly, so what precepts are is that it's a spot that you can dwell on and to purify your body, mind, and your words.
所以基本上就是因为我们有这些业报，好，我们才需要修行。好，如果我们没有这些生死大事需要解决的时候，其实没有所谓的。修行这件事情的，因为你生死大事已经明了了，一个一切，它就是自自然然的，对不对？哈、哦，所以这里佛说一切法，其实为什么有法的出现，就是因为我们有烦恼，佛讲这些来帮助我们，可以让我们的烦恼能够消融。哈、哦，如果我们没有这些烦恼，根本就没有佛法这件事情了，对不对？所以说对治一切心才有这些法如果我们没有这样子一颗心一颗烦恼心没有所谓的法这件事情的对不对、哦、所以我们那最根本的法、哦、除了佛一开始初转法人说讲的四圣谛之外、哦、其实等一下也会提到说所有的法所有的根本都是在帮助我们守护我们的身口意三业、哦、那我们等一下来看看说为什么戒在所有的法之中里面占了这么重要的一个地位
So, to sort of, continue that we talked about the fact that we do not want to wander around in cycles of life and deathIf you really truly, understand life and death, then you don't need to practice. The sutra mentioned that the Buddha teaches all the different dharmas to treat all the different mind covered by vexations. If there's not any mind, then there won't exist any Dharma. So basically, so when Buddha first taught Dharma, he talked about the Four Noble Truths. And he taught about suffering, the collection of suffering, the end of suffering, and the getting on the path of endless suffering. So in order for us to gradually get on the right path, we want to purify our mind, our body, and words. And that's what uphold the precepts is about.
那这边俊老上提醒我们，为什么我们把戒看得这么重要？他说，我们任何修行的人，我们一定要依佛戒。如果我们离开佛戒，不管你是参禅、念佛、深入经藏，所有跟佛法相违背的，你就变成是外道了，就不是真正的是佛法。
So Master Xu Ying also mentioned that to practice, you have to follow the Buddha and uphold the precepts. Otherwise, even if you meditate, you chant Buddha's name, you go to Dharma talk, you're still on the outer path.
那我们一刚开始真的想发心要开始学佛的时候，是不是最基本的戒是哪一个？
So when we first started out learning about Buddhism, what's the most basic precepts that we learn about?
五戒是哪五戒? Now, 不妄语。 最后一个是什么? 不饮酒。
So Bodhisattva answered that the first precepts, the most basic one, are the five precepts: no killing, no robbing or stealing, no sexual misconduct, no lying or bad words, no intoxication.
那三皈，你受了三皈依，就表示说你要跟随什么？三皈是哪三皈？佛、法、僧，对不对？那皈依佛怎样？当愿众生怎样？体解大道，发无上心。它是不是解？所以。 皈依佛，我要当愿众生都能够怎样体悟修行这样一个什么大道是什么？修行到底是怎么回事？然后他们能够因为透过这样修行，能让怎样能够发心发愿？他们修行，然后他们怎样成就他们的无上菩提？是不是这样？ 那虽然它看起来好像是一个皈依，一个发愿，可是你要能够皈依，能够发愿，去成就众生，能够做这样的事情，它是不是一种戒？因为你自己要怎样？你要以身作则啊，是不是？
So
皈依佛。
Okay, so the first I think the first precepts that we learn when we started our learning about Buddhism is you take three refuges, then you vow to uphold the five precepts. So the first refuge is I take refuge in Buddha. And after you say that, there are some words accompany that you say, which I will do a loose translation here. So you make the vow that you wish all the sentient beings, they will have an understanding of the Buddha's right path, they will practice on the right path, and that they will make the vow to become Buddha. And that itself is also a precept. Why? Because you yourself needs to be responsible as a model for all these sentient beings.
那皈依法是什么？深入经藏，智慧如海，皈依僧，同理大众，一切无碍。哦，可是他这在这之前的前意都是一定是什么？当愿众生。
So, there's also the other two rules you take refuge in is, I take refuge in the Dharma, and I wish all the sentient beings that they can have a deep understanding, a deep dive into all Buddha's canons, and I wish they become wise and possess all the Buddhism wisdom. And the third refuge you kind of take is the I take refuge in Sangha. I wish all the sentient beings, they can organize and collect everyone, and they have no obstructions on their way to practice. So every one of these three refuge you take, you begin with the words that I wish all the sentient beings, they are able to accomplish this.
所以其实三皈五戒它是我们学佛非常非常基本的一个。你说它是戒，可是它同时是我们修行的一个方法，而且是一个方向。其实你皈依佛，其实你根本的是要皈依什么？不是皈依这个佛像，也不是皈依那个谁，我们认识的本师释迦牟尼佛。他要皈依的是谁？你那个本具有的那个佛性。因为如果你还是依赖这个外在的这个佛啊，想要来去开发你的自信，可不可以？好。然后其实佛陀他在这边讲到，就是讲什么，如果我灭后当尊重真净波罗提木叉，这里的波罗提木叉其实就是戒的意思，就是如暗喻明平人独宝，所以当知此是汝等大师，若我住世无益也。所以即使佛陀说我如果还在世，戒还是其实是你什么汝等的大师，而不是我是汝等的大师。
So there's this saying that as long as precepts lives, the Buddha Dharma lives. So here in the Mahayana Nirvana Sutra, Buddha mentioned also, after I manifest Nirvana, you should respect and cherish Paramitta. Here Paramitta means precepts, like how people experience long darkness respect brightness, or how poor people cherish treasure. You should know that precepts are your master, and there is no difference between following precepts and following me.
那戒有很多种嘛，我们刚刚讲到三皈五戒，那还有什么？比如说我们的是可能就是对一般的在家菩萨可能就是三皈五戒，好，啊，我们出家人可能就是还有出家人的戒律嘛，那又是不同的戒律。那可是不管是出家在家，共同另外一个更要守持的戒律是什么？如果你真的是想要修行，你要成佛，那你要成佛之前你一定要做什么？你要成为一位菩萨啊，你要成为菩萨你一定要怎样？守菩萨戒。对。所以赶快，我们五月份要传菩萨戒，还没有报名的人赶快来报名啊。
So there are different kind of precepts. There are the three refugee five precepts, and for monastic, there's our precepts for monastic. And if you want to become a Buddha, first you need to become a Bodhisattva. And if you want to become a Bodhisattva, you need to take the precepts of Bodhisattva. And we have the Bodhisattva precepts coming up in May. And if you haven't signed up, please make sure you sign up.
好，那菩萨戒除了三句境界是它的总纲之外，另外一个菩萨戒主要在讲的是什么？十善，是不是？所以十善是持菩萨戒的基础。好，啊，十善是哪十善？其实它跟五戒其实就是相关的嘛，它只是把五戒再延伸而已。本来身有三个，对不对？不杀生，不偷盗，不邪淫，对不对？那口呢，就是变成有四个，好、哦，哪四个？不妄语，不恶口，不两舌，不绮语，是不是这样子？然后五戒没有包含到的意业的部分，十善里面就把它包括了，怎样？要远离贪嗔痴，对不对？
So, what it covers is, 10 virtues or 10 meritor deeds, no killing, no stealing, no sexual misconduct, that's for the body, but for the words, you have no lying, no slandering, no harsh words, no gossip, and it also covers mind, no aversion, no incorrect views, no coveting.
好，所以虚脑和尚在这边讲到说，我们要怎么样在平时处见得清切，就要平时处行得清切。那这个所谓的平时处行得清切，这个平时之法，它指的就是十善。好、哦，那虽然十善是大家可能都很熟悉的，可是它
没有功。